In Evanston, spring came late this year. Like 7 weeks into the quarter late. After what felt like years of freezing temperatures and only a single sunny day in the entire month of April, warm weather has finally arrived. And with it, you guessed it, allergies. For many people, spring allergies can be a menace, causing runny nose, itchy eyes, and lots of sneezing. But what causes spring allergies, and why do some people have them when others don't? Stick around and I'll explain all there is to know. One of the best parts about the springtime is seeing plants bloom. It's a fresh start. New life is welcomed onto the earth, and colorful leaves, flowers, and bushes replace the bare trees and gray skies of winter. Spring might be beautiful, but there are scientific processes at play that reveal the truth behind our sneezing. For many plant species, spring provides the conditions they need to grow, including warmer temperatures, showery weather, and longer days. As they say, April showers bring May flowers. During this growing season, grasses, trees, and flowers all produce pollen as part of their reproduction processes. Pollen can get from one plant to another by way of wind, water, birds, insects, butterflies, or other animals. Especially on days with high pollen counts, there's a whole lot of pollen in the air as part of the pollination process. But sometimes, instead of making it to the next plant, it finds its way to your nose and mouth. Here's where the allergies start. What exactly is an allergy, though? According to the Mayo Clinic, an allergy happens when your immune system reacts to a foreign substance. That substance is known as an allergen. It can be a certain food or medicine, or maybe pet dander or bee venom. When we're talking about springtime allergies, the substance in question is pollen. So, why does that very essential and important substance of the ecosystem that allows plants to reproduce make me sneeze? Allergies are an immune system response. Your body produces substances called antibodies that recognize and respond to foreign substances. With springtime allergies, your body identifies pollen as an intruder and reacts accordingly. Namely, your body produces histamines. The result? An immune reaction that is trying to protect you from said foreign substance, but instead, it gives you a runny nose and itchy eyes. Now, you might be thinking, wait, not everybody gets spring allergies. How did I get so unlucky? The answer, or at least as much as scientists know so far, is a combination of genes and environment. The genetics part is simple. Having a parent with allergies means you're more likely to get them too. But environment can affect allergies as well. If you live somewhere where the specific pollen you're allergic to is less common, you're just less likely to experience sneezing and a runny nose. Every year, more and more people have spring allergies, especially kids. Scientists think part of the blame is on the hygiene hypothesis, which is the idea that growing up in an overly sterile environment may mess with the development of the immune system. This can make errors like mistaking pollen for a bad thing more common. So, if you're suffering from spring allergies, what can you do? The easiest solution is good old modern medicine. Some people take antihistamines, like Claritin, to get relief. Others take nasal decongestants or even steroids, like Flonase. Personally, I swear by Zyrtec. For WNUR News, I'm Delaney Nelson.